Okay, let's learn. Das HaSirius on page Lamed Ches. Defining what the spheres are. What are the spheres? What does the word mean? What are they? HaSirius nekos gam kein midas. We find the spheres are also referred to as midas. Now we're familiar with the word midas. Nei shehem avatais es midoisav anhagoisav shal Hashem sbarach ba'olam. Because there's midas achesed, midas agvur, and so on. These are the midas with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Tam lo'yisaf hu shahaloshen mida mevates gvul v'kotzei. Also, mida, the word mida means that something has a specific measurement. It's a gvul, a boundary, an end. V'ayinu shahashpos Hashem Yisbarach aleinu mitzad atzma hi ein sof. So when we speak of the spheres of Hashem's midas, the or of Hashem, the light, the shefa of Hashem is infinite, is Ein Sof. Sheratz Muso Ein Sof, because Hashem Himself is Ein Sof, is without end, is infinite. Right? We don't even know what that means. Ein Sof is itself, as the Mekubalim all explain. Ein Sof is also not the right term. We can't describe Hashem's being, who He is. But we say Ein Sof, it's infinite. Vim huma shpia haribedin sheyashpia lenemi tuvo Ein Sof. Therefore, mitzad Hashem is Baruch Himself, kivyachol, the shefa, the or that's coming from Hashem, is infinite. And the tov, the bracha that's coming, is infinite. Avokeven she'en lani yicholus lahachil l'sashboso, batavoso. But since there could not be a world, if Hashem's infinite light would be revealed, there could not be a world, we couldn't exist. The same way the Moshel is brought down in the Svarim. There are many Mishalim, we've spoken about this many times over the years. If you had, you know, the Rogatchev was giving a Shir, or the Vilna Gaon is giving a Shir, and you have the ninth grade, you know, the Vilna Gaon is a scholar in residence, and he's visiting, and he's giving a Shir to some ninth graders or something. So if the Vilna Gaon would bring forth that light of his mind, so not only would the guys not understand the shir, it would cause them terrible confusion, and many of them might not want to open up a gemara again. They'd be so upset. So Kash Baruch Hu is Ein Sof, is infinite. His light is infinite. But in order that there should be a world, he created this mahalach of the spheres, which are midos, to measure how much light he allows into the world, into our lives. We can't bear the unfiltered light of Hashem. Because if Hashem's light would reach us bligvul, the way that it is, bligvul, without any boundaries, without any measure, there couldn't be any existence. The world would be nothing. Therefore, the spheres are also called midas. So Hashem's light comes to us, it reaches us in a measured way, in a filtered way. And the spheres are the means by which Hashem filters the amount of light that comes into the world. The spheres don't have light of their own. The spheres are filters of Hashem's infinite light. Which brings us to the next important musag, the term Iris and Kalim. B'sviris yesh kelim v'ayris. In the world of spheres, there are kelim and ayris. Vessels, kelim, and lights, ayris. K'mosh ani yoidim sheyesh musag shel guf u'neshama. The same way, there is the light of the neshama. It's something which is not physical or tangible. There's the or of the neshama. And the guf, the body of the person, is the kli, to receive this light of the neshamah. Kach gam ken biyachas lahanagos yisbarach yesh kelim. So too, Hashem conducts the world with kelim. Shem kivyachol mechilim es ori yisbarach. The word kli is the same as the word mechil. Mechilim kelim, it means to contain. To contain, to control. Es ori yisbarach, the light of Hashem. V'yesh oris. And there's the oris, the light. She's a marshal of Arius Baruch Hanichnas Bekelim Umanhig Oysam. And that's the marshal of the Shefa of Hashem that enters into the Kelim, and through these Kelim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world. We'll see the note in a second. HaKelim Evatim B'Marshal as HaMekablim. The Kelim, just like the Guf, receives the light of the Neshama, so too the kelim receive the or of Hashem. B'moshal as a makabel midas hamalchus is that kli v'hagvul sheyichol as a makabel l'kabel. The final sphere, of course, is malchus, and malchus means that kli that receives the light of the or of the higher spheres. V'ha'or mevateis Hashem is baruch. The or is an expression of Hashem's will, of Hashem's ratzon. Hanoisin, he's the nosin. Shuzesh, a mashpil, a toicha kli, es hashposo. And Hashem is baruch is mashpia into the kli, that or, that hashpo. Now, Yudah Aleph, he just brings from the Ramchal, why is it that we use the word, the Mekubalim all use the word or, light? We're not talking about the light that we see in a room. So why is it that the Mekubalim all use the word or? So, Mashem Yachasim Loshen Shel Or LaHashpar Elokis HaBor Leinu. Because the Shef of Hashem that reaches us is always referred to as Or. Why? Hatam LaMoshel Zeh Bi HaRamchal B'Klach Pisei Chochma. So, Ramchal explains this in the Klach Pisei Chochma. Shum Mnei Shebekoiches HaTeva. Because in this world that we're familiar with, HaOr Hu HaChomer HaDak B'Yosa B'Gashmias. Light is the most refined and subtle substance that we can relate to, that we can talk about. Vod yesh lahosif b'zesh ein efsharos litpaisas ha'or b'gvulos shel kli. And we see that light is not something that you could put into a kli. It's not contained in something, light, or. K'may shar ha'dvarim shebetava she'efshar lachnisan l'tar kelim. Whereas when it comes to all physical things that are more physical in this world, they can somehow be put into kelim. L'chein mevatim hashpar lokis b'moshel shel or. Therefore, the Mekubalim all used the word or as a siman of Hashem's shefa. B'nei shebetava zeh ha'moshel hachi karv l'hashpar lokis ruchanis. Because in the physical, natural world that we're in, that is the closest that we can come to this shefa of Elokos. Because there's nothing in the physical world that is as close to that sublime, non-physical reality of Elokus, of Hashem's being. In the same way that the Or of Hashem cannot be contained in something physical, you can't hold it, it's not a cheftza that you could touch, that you could feel. So too, when it comes to art. So that's why light is used as a marshal in all of this form. Back inside. V'yesh oimek noisev ha'mashmol shel kelim. And there's an additional meaning to this term kelim. Shemitzat echad ze tzimtzum b'shvil ha'makablim. On the one hand, the kli constricts and filters the art b'shvil ha'makablim, in order that the makablim, the one who's receiving that or that shefa, sheyuchel l'kabel es hashpor uchenal. So the Rebbe, in teaching, will use different mashalim. One of the most basic methods of teaching is to use a mashal. So the Rebbe has a certain concept that he wants to get across to the Talmidim. He wants to get across to them some concept, whether it's in Nezikin or in Moed or whatever it is, in the Gemara, in the Mishnayos, he wants to convey a certain concept, and in order for him to convey the concept, which itself is not tangible, it's an idea, it's a concept, but the Rebbe will use different mashalim, will use certain concrete examples from this world in order to convey that concept that the Talmidim will be able to receive that or of the Rebbe's mind or of that concept that's found in the Gemara. But not only is the kli mitzamsem, constricting and filtering the or for the makabel, but it's also yesh b'zagam kin tzimtzum klape hanoisen shirak aida tzimtzum shel hakli yesh l'Hashem zvoch yecholus l'hezgalus bo'en. Hashem kivyochel himself uses these filters in order to convey his lesson, which is reality, the world. When it comes to the angels, the malachim, to that higher world. When it comes to us, this lower world. So Hashem created the world in such a way where, kivyochel, he needs these kalim in order to get his point across, in order to bring forth into the world what he wants to bring forth. He uses these kalim in order that he should be revealed in the world the way that he wants to be revealed, which is not openly. Only with the miracle, occasionally, he lets more of that light. He removes some of the filters. But regularly, it's Teva. And Hashem has these kelim of chesed and gevur and tiferes and so on. Kevin shim lo hayim et samtsem es giluyev lefimidas ha-kelim. Because if Hashem would not have these kelim to be mitzamtsem, to constrict and to filter these giluyim, these revelations of his light, according to the midah of the kelim, hayah kol mizbatel, then there could be no existence. Then there could not be what Hashem wanted there to be, which is human beings who have free choice and are able to make that choice of whether they are able to believe in that or despite the fact that it's so concealed and so hidden. So Hashem uses these kelim, praise Lamites. So the spheres are the kelim. Other kelim. The iris, the light, the chelik min ha'or ein sof, is a fragment, a piece, a revelation of God's infinite light. Shemizgalu b'kelim, that's filtered through these kelim of the spheres. K'may sh'neshama b'sochenu, the same way each one of us has within us the neshama, and the neshama is a chelik al kamimal. Our neshamas are kivyachol, a revelation of Elokus, of God Himself. The kula ruchnius, and the neshama is completely ruchnius; it's completely spiritual. Ve'elanu kol tfisa v'achiza ba, and we're not able to see it or to touch it. Mikomakom hinechneses l'toich haguf. Nevertheless, Hashem created us in such a way where the neshama, which is not tangible, is infused into this kli, into the guf. Umafila as kol evarv, and through that, we're able to function as human beings. And everything that exists has its level of nefesh, ruach, neshama, depending upon whether it's a rock or whether it's a plant or it's an animal or it's a human being or it's a Jew. It has its shir, its mida of elokus. So too Hashem's hashpa, Hashem's light, enters into these kelim, which are the spheres. By the zanim mekablim eizer shehitfisa b'hashpasi yisbarach aleinu, sheish hashpar da'ach hakli shel chesed. So there's a kli, one of the spheres, that's called chesed. And when we experience Hashem's infinite light in that way that He is revealing, in a way that we experience as His love and His kindness, it comes through that filter, that kli, the sphere of chesed. And so on. L'chein, therefore, Iev shalahagdir as Hashem is baruch ba'atzma, shehu bal chesed. We could call a person a bal chesed. That he's a bal chesed. In other words, when we look at this person, we could identify this person, knowing him for a long time, that he's an ish ha-chesed, he's a bal chesed. It was the most the most obvious and prominent aspect of this person's existence and his way of living is chesed. So therefore we call that person the Baal Chesed, is Nish Chesed. In other words, the ganze mensch is Nish Chesed. And if he would do something, if that Ish Chesed would do something that would appear to be selfish or cruel, it would be very, very strange and inconsistent. And we would have to try to understand, to be Lamed Zchus, and to understand how does that shtim with his muhus, the muhus of the person, is that he's an Ish Chesed. So why is he withholding his light from this person? Why is he not helping that person? It wouldn't work with his personality of who he is. We need to understand that. Because he's altogether an Ish Chesed. Now we can talk that way about people, that he's a Baal Chesed, he's an Ish Chesed. And in that way we can identify the muhus of the person as according to what we see, to identify that's the muhus of the person. But with Hashem we can't do that. We can't do that with Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kevin Shah Chesed Shemizgala Alein Hu Derech Emtsoi Shel Kli HaChesed. With Kadosh Baruch Hu, we can't say who he is. We don't know how to identify who he is. He's beyond our comprehension, our understanding. All we could say is that what we're experiencing right now is the Chesed of Hashem, meaning that kli, that sphere, that is presently revealing his infinite light through that sphere that's called Chesed. Ven yachas shel mida atzmis la Hashem Yisbarach. We're not talking about Hashem Yisbarach himself. There is no mida. There is no gvul. There is no limit to Hashem's being, to his light, and we can't talk about it. The Mekubalim don't talk about Hashem's essence, his light. We don't know what that is. There are no midas, there's no gvulim, there are no spheres with Hashem's essence. Ela kol hem giluyim shel hanagos Yisbarach b'chol mina erifanim shel chesed gvur, but they're rather giluyim, revelations of Hashem's chesed or Hashem's light as it is experienced through chesed shebechesed or gvur shebechesed, teferis shebechesed or gvur shebegvur, malchus shebeteferis, and so on. How we experience Hashem's light. And there's a famous marshal, it's brought down in footnote Yud Gimel, from the Ramak in Paradis Rimon, from Moshe Kodavero, and the Paradis Rimonim, Sheherach Bezeh, the Kosovo was a marshal of Varez Han Hoges Asfiris Klapi Oryesboch Mizelishan. These are the words of the Ramak in Paradis Rimonim. Venuchel Ahamshel Marshal Noa Kadesh Yisgabel Kabel Darazeh Bidas Hamaskil. There's a good marshal to explain this relationship between the Iris and the Kalim, the Or of Hashem and the Kalim and the spheres, and how the spheres work. Hamashal al Hamayim, he uses the marshal of water. Hashem is Chalkim el Hakalim, the Kalim is Shulim beGivanim, ze Lovan, ze Adoim, Adoim ze Yark, ze Kalim. He says that you take clear water, and you take the same clear water and you pour it into different Kalim. One Kli is red, the other is green, and so on. Every glass is a different color. The water itself is pashut. The water itself is pashut. It's clear. You call gaiven. There's no color. The water is not colored. But when you look at the water, in that glass, the water appears to be red. In the other glass, it appears to be green. And the other one is blue, and so on. The Ramak says the truth is that the water hasn't changed at all. The water is or, it's light. But the kelim are different kelim. Aval idei hakelim hamishulim yishtanu el hagoyven ahu b'mikra v'loy be'etza. Therefore, there's nothing as far as the etzim of that water is concerned. The water is what it is. It is what it is. The etzim of the water doesn't change. But when the water is poured into one kli, it's red, and the other it's green, the other it's blue, and so on. V'amikrahu be'erach haroim. And that color of the water, as it appears to us, the makablim, it's not be'etzim, it's only b'mikra. B'mikra means it happens to be that now it's in a red glass, and the water appears to us to be red. But in a second from now, it could be in the blue glass. Lo berach hamayim ba'atzman. It's not the water itself. V'chenadover b'sviris. So the Ramak says, this is a mashal to understand the spheres. Hakelim heim ha-sviris ha-mukhunim elenu chesed gvur teferis. V'lehen goyven lefi pulosam lovan odoim v'yorok. And the spheres themselves, which by the way, the Ramak has a whole section in Pardes Yomayim, Shar HaGavonim. He has a whole section in the Pardes Yomayim about the different colors. So every color is a different sphere. The spheres have colors. It doesn't mean something physical. But he talks about the different colors to understand what each color means. But the Ramak explains that the colors Lefi Pulasam, Lovan, Odom, V'yorek, so according to the purpose of that particular kli, of that particular sphere, it's identified with a different color. So Gvura is red, and so on, without going to the colors, each of the colors. V'or ha-ma'asil shu atzmus ha-eso iris ha-mispashet be'eso spheres, and the light of Kivyochel of Hashem himself, that is mispashet, that is revealed through the 10 spheres, heim ha-mayim, they're like the water, asher ein lehem goyven klal, that have no color at all. The water itself doesn't have any color. Kem shutu mikol shinu mikol pu'ula. The water itself is poshut. It's simple, uncolored. The kelim are different. And therefore the water appears different depending upon which kli it is in. The only change is according to the eyes of the person who's seeing this. Or something, Lefi Atzman, Lefi the Makalim, not Lefi Atzman. Many times over the years, I've explained this with more of an updated mashal that we could relate to in a very easy way, which is something very simple, like electricity. So that koach, that energy of electricity, it's a pashut, something which is pashut. It's one mitzias, but in that same house, you could have that same koach of electricity that it makes the refrigerator cold. And it makes the warming drawer hot. It turns on in one place, it turns on a light. In another place, it turns on a fan. So lefi the makablim, according to those who are makabel the electricity, it looks like there are many gods. There's the god of the refrigerator. There's the god of the iron. There's the god of the stove, and so on. Everything seems to be a separate, independent mitzvah, but it's not. It's an or pashut that comes from the electric company, whatever. It's an or pashut, but that or pashut enters into different kalim, and then we, the makablim, are makabel when that or of electricity enters into the refrigerator. We're makabel it in a way that it cools something. When it enters into the electric stove, then we're makabel it something which is hot. But the or itself is poshut. Nothing has changed in the or. The electricity is the same electricity. It's the same exact electricity. It's an or poshut. But the or poshut changes the field of kalim that it enters. Each one of the kalim is a different way of filtering, of translating, of interpreting, of moving that energy of electricity forward into the world. It's the same thing with the spheres of the Moshe. Chesed gvur teferis, like different appliances. Chesed is one type of an appliance, kivyo. Gvur is a different type of an appliance. It's the same thing with that the Ramak is talking about. Next page. Shmoy sov yizbarach lefi asfiris. And all these to get down very basic definitions, so we'll be able to meet Shem to move ahead with the more complicated mahalach. Hine be'etzam kol ha'ashpor she'yesh ba'olam me'atachtoin b'yoser ad ha'elyon b'yoser. All hashpor that takes place in the world, from the simplest and lowest forms of existence. Ad ha'alyon b'yoyse, to the highest, even higher than this world, malachim and serafim, chayis, whatever. Ha'kol mushpa u'munhag derech aseres ha'sfiris. Everything receives its energy, its light, its life, its existence, even the rock, through the spheres. L'chein zech choshuv v'nitzrach ad ma'oid l'hovenes mehusam v'inyonim. Therefore, in order to understand how Hashem is Baruch runs the world and history and all that exists, one needs to understand the spheres. V'yesh gam kein bitui ma'isi l'inina spheres b'tfilah. And of course, that's including understanding oneself. But how the nefesh itself, the nefesh elokis, the spheres, the nefesh of Bahamas, and the spheres, and so on. The psychology of a person, human psychology is all the 10 spheres. Or relationships, the relationship between a man and a woman, a husband and wife, parents and children. It's all the interaction of the 10 spheres and all of their configurations. So again, chesed of chesed, chesed of gur, and so on. Everything is spheres. And therefore, especially when it comes to davening, shemuvah ba'arizal, shebechol pam sho'emim es Hashem havaya, it's brought down in the Kisvei Ha'ari, that every time that we say the name of Hashem, yud kei vav kei, every time we pronounce it adnus, but every time we see the name of Hashem, yud kei vav kei, Yesh b'zeh tzurois nikud shoynos. It has different nakudas. There are different nakudas. In many of the svardas or sidurim, it has the nakudas. In most of the Ashkenaz sidurim, they don't have the nakudas. But the shem yud kei vav kei has nakudas. And that's really the deepest way to daven and to know what you're davening, what you're saying. We're going to be learning that. We already spoke a little bit about it in the Hadgama, but we're going to be learning much more about that. The way that you see the name Yudkei Vavkei, vowelized, Kometz, Pasach, Shurik, the way it's vowelized, the Yud, He, and the Vav, and the He, the way it's vowelized, Baruch Atah Hashem, Aretz B'Tshuva, in each of the Brachas, the way that it's vowelized. V'atsura Ketzeb Menachtim Es Hashem Havaya, Yotzeres Hashpa Misfira Acheretz. There's a different hashpah at that particular point in davening. Hashem is revealing, we have access to that or of chesed. We have access to the or of gevurah, of teferes. And when, that's what we're talking about, he's going to mention it again in a minute, asak ve'u ki yodah shemi, that when one knows Hashem's name, doesn't mean to know Hashem, we don't know his essence, but again, we can relate him through the 10 spheres. And when we know what sphere is being revealed in this time in our davening, which we have at all the codes we have from the Ari HaKadosh, and there's much more, the Rashash, not going to right now, but we have the Nakudas, and we're able to focus in our davening on what is it that we're talking about vis-a-vis Hashem at that moment in our davening.
We're not allowed to say it.
We don't say it. No. We just look at it. We look at it, and we remember. We look at it and we think of it. It says Hashpah Misfira Acheres Adimash Oda Mekavein Es Hanikud Amiyuchas Lois Esfira. By having in mind the Nakudis, the vowels of that particular Shem Yudkei Vavkei, and how it's an expression. That point in davening is an expression of the spheres. Look at footnote Tesvav. The Kosu Agra, the Haben Yehoyada, the Ben Yishchai, shall the fiat doifik shall halev etzel adam, that by the heartbeat of a person, the heartbeat and the pulse, by the heartbeat of the person, ef shall haven be'eza sphere yeshel adam chisaron, shabohu tzarech lesakin is atzmo. The tzaddikim were able to tell by the number of heartbeats per minute, what spheres are highlighted at that moment in the person's life, where he is internally at that point in his life. It's clear that any medical problem that a person has, sheyesh l'adam, who could go and shever beregel v'chadayim, if a person has, let's say, a broken foot. It means that there's some sort of a problem with the or, with the light of the neshama reaching that particular organ. There is some disconnection. There's a problem. There's an issue between the or and the kelim. All problems in creation are due to there being some blockage between iris and kelim. So if this person has something which is very obvious, like a broken foot, means that the or of the neshama, which normally enlivens, strengthens, and so on, the foot, something has been broken, and it's enamei lo yisamakam lachin yesh bezes achizas hara, and that's why it was able to be broken. In other words, the broken foot is a symptom of something deeper that's going on. Why did he break his foot? It's not just that the broken foot reveals that there's an issue. There is a deeper internal issue that has become exposed and revealed physically. The symptom has appeared on the person's body by way of that problem with the foot. So then one needs to know, what's the foot? It makes a difference. The right foot, left foot, right? Netzach, left foot, hod, and so on. Even where in the foot. But we're talking about the midas of netzach and hod. Those are the feet. This is an example. So that means that there's a malfunction in Netzach. If it's the right foot, there's something malfunctioning. And the Mekubalim, the great Tzaddikim, the Mekubalim, were able to detect through that malfunctioning Aver, they were able to suggest an Eitzah of how to help. Even though to the person who's hearing the Eitzah, it might sound like, what is this? What has happened to my foot? The tzaddik says, make sure to have strong kavana by Kiddush Levana. You're limping and he's talking about Kiddush Levana. What's the shaykhis? You're going to be danced by Kiddush Levana. What's the shaykhis? There's a shaykhis. So the tzaddik hears what's wrong with the body. And through that symptom that has appeared by this person's goof, the tzaddik is able to know what or is not filling the kli properly. That there's something, there's some problem, there's some sort of a disconnect between the iris and the kelim of this person, and that's why it's materialized in this way. That's why it's come out in such a way. There's a problem in one of the spheres. Again, it could be Tiferes Shebechesed, but there's an issue. And when that's identified, then there can be a cure through that problem. And how can this be repaired? How can this malfunctioning Aver, how can it be repaired through the tikkun of the Kli? Like for instance, we see that when we say that the Tefillah Zakeh before Kol Nidre, so what the Chai Adam wrote, so say that Hashem, you created my eyes in order to see Torah, in order to see good in other people, and so on. This is a very open and obvious way of how Hashem's well created every single part of us in order to serve Him. Now, each part of us is a Kli that receives the Or of the Neshama, and it was created to function in a certain way. And if it's not working properly, it means that there's an issue, there's a pagam in that sphere. Lachen kosu hagror v'aben yoyoda shekevon shanikud misamalas ha-sphere. So therefore the Goyin and the Ben Yishchai write that since the vowels of the letters are a simon of the spheres, are codes, the vowels are codes of the spheres, v'anikud hiachis shlo oisius, the nikud, the vowels, are what give life to the letters, like Rabbi Nachman speaks about that. Other tzaddikim, a letter that doesn't have a vowel can't go anywhere. It doesn't move. It's stuck. Only when you give it a vowel. So you have a base. The base itself is just sits there. What's a base? If you put a comma, it's in its ba. If you put a pasuk, it's ba. Otherwise, it doesn't have any. It's not alive. It's just sitting there. So the nikud is the chiyus of the oisius. The vowels are the life and the energy of the Isis. Kagamkinu achir shel ha'odam. So too, the spheres are the life force and the energy, are the chiyas, the vowels. That's why the vowels are simonim of the spheres. Just as the vowels give life and chiyas and energy to the letters, so too the iris of the spheres give life and energy to the person, to the body, or receive that aura of the person. And this is expressed very clearly in the way that the blood circulates in the body. Shadam hu anefesh, and how the blood reaches every part of the body and so on. These are all very, very complicated and long discussions in the Sifrei HaMekubalim about the Tzelem Elokim, about the human image and the ten spheres. And it's possible, therefore, for a person who is a great mekubal to be able to understand what's the problem here in ruchnius. What's the ruchnistiki issue that is causing this problem in this individual's body? And the world is getting closer and closer to this as we get closer to Mashiach, because there's much more of a recognition now. I mean, medical doctors, of course, many of them are just holding out as long as they can, you know, but there's more and more of a recognition that there's something else going on in the human body, not just that which you could see under a microscope, not which you could touch. There's something else. There's energy. There's something else. And there are a lot of quacks and mishugoyim out there that have all kinds of theories, but there's also some very, very deep and important and serious work that has been done, even in the secular world, identifying what the ancients received from Avraham Avinu and from the Abbas and the Imos, with the Chinese and the Eastern world that have tremendous knowledge of the energy of the body, that now people in the West are starting to catch up with these things and recognize that this is not voodoo. There's something very deep and something real that was handed down from generation to generation, and it's not something that you could see or that you could feel or that you could touch. There are koiches, there are oyers. By the ze'ev shel lahavchin be'ezes sphere, Adam Pogam can tell. Ubem is back on top inside. We already spoke about this. Every single one of the Shemus HaKadosh, every name by which Hashem is called, there are the names that can't be erased, and the other names, the Kinuyim, but every name by which Hashem is called is also a code word for a different sphere through which Hashem's light is appearing in the world. And the Shari Ora, the whole Sefer Shari Ora is on this Inyan. And he writes, "V'gedra emes u'musayrus habris k'eroitzel hasik chafotzav pe'inyin shmoisav shalkas baruch." We already learned this, that anybody who wants to, who have his tefillas really responded to, who wants his tefillas to work, who yistadl shalkas baruch, who yistadl odom b'chol koyche b'torah lasik kavanah shel shem kol shem b'shem. You need to first try to understand. Of course, Hashem listens to our tefillas number, but in order to really have the most effective davening, we spoke about this a few months ago, one has to understand the kavanah of what each of Hashem's names, what does it mean? Kavanah is called Shem B'Shem. May Oysen Shem B'Shakadosh. And the Skarim B'Torah could go on Aleph Yudhei, the ones that we have in the Torah, Aleph Yudhei, Ekye, Yudke, Yudke Vavke, Adnus, Aleph Lamed, Eloke, Elokim, Shindalad Yud, Svokas, and so on. Yeda Adam. The Ramak writes, and a person must know, V'yovin, Kikol Shem B'Shem, Elo Hashem is Kulam. Every one of these names, each name is like a key or a password. Every one of Hashem's names is like a password. The kol dover v'dovish odom tzarach l'kol tzad v'inyin baruch, for whatever person needs. It's a password. It's a key. U'kshiyis boinin v'eil Hashem's, and when the person contemplates these names, yimtza kol ha-terev ha-mitzvahs tolivim, you will realize that all of Torah mitzvahs, understanding Chumash and Navi, understanding what kavanah is to have by every mitzvah, what each mitzvah means, what's a lulav, what's a shofar, what's a sukkah, what's a tefillin, what's a tzitzis. Everything depends on understanding these shemos. Ukshayeda kavanas kol shem v'shem ha'elu hashemes. And when a person understands the meaning of each of these names, and the names all correspond to the spheres and different combinations of spheres, each of these names, Yakev yeda gedulas misha omer v'hoi ha'olam, then you will truly recognize the greatness of the Creator. V'yifached v'yirem milfanav, and you'll be filled with fear. V'yishtoikek v'yichsav v'yisarvel hidabik b'ayin, you'll have a great longing to know, to connect to Him. V'toch yidiyah shmoysav yisbarach, by knowing His names. V'aziyah karv l'Hashem v'tiyah tfilosam u'kubalas, and then you will be someone who is close to Hashem, and your tfilos will be more accepted. V'zenemar, and regarding this it says in Tehillim, Asagveyu ki yoda shemi yikre'eni ve'e'eneyu, that through knowing the name, the tefillas are responded to, are answered. Lo amar hakosav asagveyu ki yizkor shemi, elik yoda shemi, hayedia hi ha'ikar, to learn and to know and to understand what each of Hashem's names means, what spheres are being revealed through those particular names. Bachakach yikre'eni, Hashem says, ve'e'eneyu. Then when you call out to me, I will answer you. You're pressing the right password. You press the right buttons. Yikre'eni ve'e'eneyu. Klemek, she'itztaruch l'davo, when you need something. V'yiskavin bo'isa Hashem, and you have kavana to use that name. In using that name, she'isa adobe she'tzaruch toliboy, and what you need depends on that, on getting and having access to that or to that light. Oz e'eneyu. You can access that light through connecting to that sphere by having the kavana of that name in the right way and what sphere it is revealing, and that's the password. Again, this doesn't mean to say that a person who's simple and davens in a very simple and sincere way is not answered. But this is a very, very, the Mekubalim taught us that this is a very potent, powerful mahalach, and that's where we see that tzaddikim have such kaiches with their tefillos. And up ahead, we're going to learn each of Hashem's name coming up. We're going to be seeing Mishnah beginning next week, how each of the Shemas are revealing different spheres of Hashem. We'll begin that Mishnah next week.